Chapter 2. The Lord gave me another message. He said, "Go and shout in Jerusalem streets, 'This is what the Lord says. I remember how eager you were to please me as a young bride long ago, how you loved me and followed me even through the barren wilderness. In those days Israel was holy to the Lord, the first of my children. All who harmed my people were considered guilty, and disaster fell upon them. I, the Lord, have spoken. Listen to the word of the Lord, people of Jacob, all you families of Israel. This is what the Lord says. What sin did your ancestors find in me that led them astray so far? They worshipped foolish idols only to become foolish themselves. They did not ask, 'Where is the Lord who brought us safely out of Egypt and led us through the barren wilderness, a land of deserts and pits, of drought and death, where no one lives or even travels? And when I brought you into a fruitful land to enjoy its bounty and goodness, you defiled my land and corrupted the inheritance I had promised you. The priest did not ask, "Where is the Lord?" The judges ignored me, the rulers turned against me, and the prophets spoke in the name of Baal, wasting their time on nonsense. Therefore I will bring my case against you, and will keep on accusing you, even against your children's children in the years to come. I, the Lord, have spoken. Go west to the land of Cyprus, go east to the land of Kedar. Think about what you see there. See if anyone has ever heard of anything as strange as this. Has any nation ever exchanged its gods for another god, even though its gods are nothing? Yet my people have exchanged their glorious god for worthless idols. The heavens are shocked at such a thing and shrink back in horror and dismay, says the Lord. For my people have done two evil things. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they have dug for themselves cracked cisterns that can hold no water at all. Why has Israel become a nation of slaves? Why has she been carried away as plunder? Lions have roared against her. The land has been destroyed, and the cities are now in ruins. No one lives in them anymore. Egyptians marching from the cities of Memphis and Tapanes have utterly destroyed Israel's glory and power. And you have brought this on yourselves by rebelling against the Lord your God when he wanted to lead you and show you the way. What have you gained by your alliances with Egypt and Assyria? What good to you are the waters of the Nile and the Euphrates? Your own wickedness will punish you. You will see what an evil, bitter thing it is to forsake the Lord your God, having no fear of him. I, the Lord Almighty, have spoken. Long ago I broke your yoke and tore away the chains of your slavery, but still you would not obey me. On every hill and under every green tree you have prostituted yourselves by bowing down to idols. How could this happen? When I planted you, I chose a vine of the purest stock, the very best. How did you grow into this corrupt wild vine? No amount of soap or lye can make you clean. You are stained with guilt that cannot be washed away. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. You say, "That's not true. We haven't worshipped the images of Baal." But how can you say that? Go and look in any valley in the land. Face the awful sins you have done. You are like a restless female camel desperate for a male. You are like a wild donkey sniffing the wind at mating time. Who can restrain your lust? Those who desire you do not even need to search for you. Come running to them. Why do you refuse to turn from all this running after other gods? But you say, "Don't waste your breath. I have fallen in love with these foreign gods, and I can't stop loving them now." Like a thief, Israel feels shame only when she gets caught. Kings, officials, priests, and prophets all are alike in this. To an image carved from a piece of wood, they say, "You are my father." To an idol chiseled out of stone, they say, "You are my mother." They turn their backs on me, but in times of trouble, they cry out for me to save them. Why don't you call on these gods you have made? When danger comes, let them save you if they can, for you have as many gods as there are cities and towns in Judah. Why do you accuse me of doing wrong? You're the ones who have rebelled, says the Lord. I have punished your children, but it did them no good. They still refuse to obey. You yourselves have killed your prophets as a lion kills its prey. Oh, my people, listen to the words of the Lord. Have I been like a desert to Israel? Have I been to them a land of darkness? Why then do my people say, at last we are free from God? We won't have anything to do with him anymore. Does a young woman forget her jewelry? Does a bride hide her wedding dress? No. Yet for years on end, my people have forgotten me. How you plot and scheme to win your lovers, the most experienced prostitute could learn from you. Your clothing is stained with the blood of the innocent and the poor. You killed them even though they didn't break into your houses, and yet you say, I haven't done anything wrong. Surely he isn't angry with me. Now I will punish you severely because you claim you have not sinned. First here, then there, you flit from one ally to another asking for help, but your new friends in Egypt will let you down just as Assyria did before. In despair, you will be led into exile with your hands on your heads, for the Lord has rejected the nations you trust. You will not succeed despite their help.